People are flocking to Minnesota's Lake Bemidji to see what's being called the Mother of the Year, a merganser hen with 76 ducklings trailing behind her. Here's the sound of wildlife photographer Brent Sazik's video, which has gone viral. Oh, it is just a puppy pile of ducklings. Steve Quartz is a waterfowl staff specialist with Minnesota's Department of Natural Resources. Steve, this is one big brood, not all hers, we know, and that's not unusual.
It's pretty common with common mergansers to end up with, they call it a creche, and it's kind of a amalgamation of different broods, but we don't necessarily know like why it happens.
So we're hearing explanations that she could just be a grandmotherly type that other hens know is good at this, or this could be a kidnapping that we're watching unfold. You know, there are aggressive hens. What happens in nature?
We think it's probably a very old hen, probably nested for years and years, and perhaps she's kidnapped or stolen some other ducklings. Perhaps different broods were kind of just feeding in the same area and got confused. In some cases, perhaps some are orphaned. You know, maybe a hen was killed or something. But we really don't know all the mechanisms. It is impressive, and it's kind of fun to see them.
Oh, it's wonderful to watch. And again, we'll have the video and pictures at herenow.org. But what happens now as they get older? It's sort of like it's not just this adorable little crowd in her wake. It's suddenly a big group. What happens, and how soon do you expect some changes?
Well, right now they're over 40 days old, so they're within a couple weeks of fledging or being able to fly. Mm-hmm. And pretty soon she's going to abandon them, and she'll leave them, and she'll go and molt or shed her flight feathers, and they'll be on their own. And that's probably going to happen within maybe 2 weeks or so or less. So they'll kind of have to make it on their own from now on.
Well, and we're hoping for storyline A, that this is such a great mother that other hens have given their ducklings to her because she's teaching them how to forage and how to avoid predators. And we're going with kind of that Disney storyline.
Yep, that's fine. It's kind of our claim to fame now, and it's probably our version of your make way for ducklings down in your public garden in Boston. We have a few more than your eight mallard ducklings down there, but yeah, it's kind of fun to see, and it's positive, and, you know, it's a species that, you know, duck hunters don't really like them, but
well, because they eat fish, and so they don't taste that good.
Yeah, and they don't taste good. I told someone it's probably the word merganser has probably been said more in the last 10 days than in the history of the world, just because, you know, people are fascinated by them.
Well, and you mentioned the ducklings here in Boston where we are, Mac, Zach, Quack, all those. If policeman, what was his name? The name of that, I can't remember the name of the policeman,
yep.
But if he had to cross your merganser hen with her 76 ducklings, yeah. If he had to cross them across the street, it would take a while. Steve, thanks so much. And we're glad that people are looking at wildlife there. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.